Hi, you guys, and welcome to the official start of season two of the One Thing About It podcast. And you're here with your host, Amani Talks. Yes. So let's get right into it, you guys. I woke up on this beautiful day in Atlanta, 90 something degrees. I'm out on my patio just looking at the news. I think this was like Monday or Tuesday. I got really good news, and I think the rest of America got really good news too. We started off this beautiful week with news that the Fresh and Fit podcast has been kicked off of the YouTube partner program, meaning that it is permanently demonetized from YouTube as of this week.
Saving children, right? That was great, but saving you guys is better.
And the fact that it took this long for that platform to get demonetized, and honestly, I don't even know why it's still even available on YouTube. I mean, I feel like it should just be kicked off as a whole. Like, the whole Fresh and Fit platform should be gone off of YouTube. Now, if you guys are not familiar with Fresh and Fit, it was one of those, like, red pill, high-value man, misogynistic, just all-around, just crappy podcasts. First of all, Fresh and Fit did not do a service to men. It actually was the opposite. Fresh and Fit did a disservice to men because this was not a platform that taught men how to be better. I know they had their little money segments and stuff like that, but for the average man, they watched Fresh and Fit for those late night episodes where they brought all those girls on and they would yell at them and tell them to shut up and just dehumanize and degrade them. And people would say, oh, well, you know, those women on the platform, they would go and, you know, get 20, 30,000 followers the next day from being, there's not any amount of money or following that would, me personally, that I would subject myself to in order to gain those things. They would literally encourage domestic abuse. Like, they would literally encourage men to be misogynistic, you know, towards their female counterparts, their partners, all that. Like, they encouraged abuse. They encouraged, I think there was an episode where they were even like trying to downplay rape. They overall were just one of those podcasts that gave all podcasts a bad name. You know, like when people hear podcasts, now they think, another podcast, because we see platforms like Fresh and Fit that have over a million subscribers and they are the ones giving podcasts a bad name. So yeah, I think collectively we're all rejoicing that such a harmful pod got taken off of YouTube. Or at least demonetized. They're all on the pod crying about, you know, YouTube not giving them no more money. Yeah, I bet it looks a lot different for them when their misogyny isn't coming with a paycheck anymore. Now you broke a misogynistic and you're like any other incel out there. You're no better than them. I mean, their whole podcast was pretty much based off of misogyny and just pretty much downright stupidity. Let's not forget about how they literally quite, you know, they hate black women. They were very colorist. Two black men, African black men at that. Literally hated black women. They would say stuff like, we're not down with the brown, we're not night riders. You know, they would make fun of black women. Like, they pretty much said that they don't date black women. And I applaud you. Thank you for not dating black women. Thank you, white women or Hispanic women, for taking our trash out for us. I think they live in Miami. Thank you to Hispanic women for taking the trash out for us. Thank you. Thank you for not subjecting black women to your misogyny. I love that. Tell other women to make you a sandwich because you're not getting that shit past black women. Not at all. And I also love when these type of black men, I'm not even going to call them men, they're males. I absolutely love when these kind of black males say stuff like, oh, we don't date black women. No, hun, black women don't date you. Because let's just keep it a buck. Like, let's just keep it honest. The black males that act like they don't date black women are just the black males that black women have passed up on for years because something is wrong with them. And we obviously see something is wrong with these two Timon and Pumbaa looking motherfuckers. Like, come on now, black women don't date you. It's not the other way around. I mean, just look at this guy. I mean, this is a face only a mother could love. Black women ain't loving that. So you got to get other women to do your dirty work for you. Yeah, let the Hispanic women take the trash out for us because black women ain't going for it. You know, I just truly love to see people get exactly what they deserve. I believe you reap exactly what you sow. And for years, they have been having this platform to say and do whatever they wanted against women, specifically against Black women. And I love to see it coming full circle. I love to see it. I love to see you getting kicked off of the YouTube partner program. I love to see you not making any more money with YouTube anymore. I mean, that light-skinned one, Timon, we'll call him Timon. Timon literally said that he left a job in Homeland Security or some shit to do this podcast. And now that he's being demonetized, I'm sure he's making money off of other stuff. I'm not sure. What are you going to do for your big paychecks now? You know, you're not going to be rich anymore. I don't know. I hope they were investing their money, because they're definitely not getting any money off YouTube anymore from the podcast. And in the podcasting world, YouTube is where you get your money. So you're already not good looking. And then you just prove to us that you're not good people. You're deeply hateful and misogynistic, and inside there's something wrong with you, mentally, most likely too. Now you won't even have your money. So these are going to be regular run-of-the-mill incels out in Miami. They probably will move back to their parents' house and will soon be bottom feeder basement dwellers, just like their viewers. I love to see it. By the way, this scene of misogynistic males getting exactly what's coming to them sounds really familiar, right? Like someone else we might know? Donald Trump, does that ring a bell? Mr. Grabbing by the Pussy himself had to surrender himself to authorities in Fulton County in Atlanta just this past week. And in true Atlanta fashion, there was no seriousness to be found. I mean, from him being in an orange jumpsuit on party flyers to promote parties, to Quavo saying that he saw him at Magic City, we are not taking this serious. I mean, people are just laughing about all his indictments. I mean, he made bail, so I guess he's out. But I don't know. Do you think he's going to actually go to prison for anything that he's done? I'm not sure. I mean, he's an old white man. We'll see. But it wasn't just Atlanta. I mean, all across the country, everyone had a little kiki, a little laugh about the former president's situation that he is in now. But I'm going to tell you guys one thing. One thing that we as Black Americans should not be kikiing about is this 2024 presidential election that is coming up next year, okay? And I'm going to say something to y'all. If there is one thing that Black Americans will, to their detriment, if there is one hill that Black Americans will die on, it is blindly voting Democrat in every presidential election. I am going to challenge all Black Americans this presidential election to not vote Democrat. And let me tell you exactly what I mean, or let me explain myself, I guess, even though I feel like at this point in 2023, no explanation is needed. Black people, every presidential election, take off work, leave work early, go out of their way to go to their polling place and put in their ballot for a president. And we blindly support the Democratic ticket every single time. There are Black people that will just be Democrat. Like, they don't even know what the issues are. And I'm gonna just say this too. Black people should be a lot more concerned about voting in local elections than presidential elections, but that's another episode for a whole nother time, because I can go all into that. Your local elections are what's going to impact you way more than presidential elections. What's going on in your county is going to impact your everyday life way more than what's going on in Washington, D.C., especially when it comes to Black America, because we need to be voting on what's going on in our public school system, what's going on in our neighborhoods, the police force. We need to be focusing on things that are directly affecting us, not the president, because we see over and over again that the president is not going to do anything for Black people, especially when they are on the Democratic ticket. Now, let's get back to what I was talking about. I'm going to challenge all Black people for this 2024 election to stop going to your polling place and just voting Democrat without even knowing what's going on, just because you've been told to always vote for the Democratic Party. What has the Democratic Party done for us as Black people in the past, I don't fucking know, 50 years? Even the first black president, he didn't do shit for the advancement of Black people in this country whatsoever. Barack Obama did more for the LGBTQ community, more for the gay community, signing laws protecting them and their advancement and their rights than he did for Black people the entire 8 years he was in office. So why are we still sitting up here voting Democrat when they don't do shit for us? Joe Biden, that old geezer, that old windbag Joe Biden, really went on a Black platform and told two Black men to their face, if you don't vote for me, you ain't Black. And them Black coons didn't sit up there and say nothing about it. And that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day, okay? Because I would never let a white old man tell me to my face, if you don't vote for me in the next election, you ain't Black. And then what did he do his first 100 days of office? Because he sure as hell didn't do shit for black people. President Joe Biden's first 100 days in office, he signed more executive orders into place than a president since like the 50s. I think they said since Truman in the 50s, okay? So he signed 42 executive orders into place. And one of the things that he signed was an anti-Asian hate crime bill or whatever because of the rise in hate against Asians because of the COVID-19 pandemic. My whole thing is, you were so quick to sign an anti-Asian hate crime bill. Where is the anti-African-American hate crime bill? Didn't lynching just become like a federal crime in the past decade, even though we were dealing with this since fucking slavery? So black people have to wait our turn. Black people, the people that freaking built this country, have to wait our turn to get an anti-African-American hate crime bill. We still don't fucking have one, but then Asians get a little hate during the fucking pandemic, which, by the way, Asian-Americans, I'm not even gonna say Asian Americans. Asians are just as racist as white people in America. They align themselves with whiteness and they pretty much are white people in America. Asian Americans want to be aligned with whiteness and white people take up for Asian Americans. Just like in the LaTosha Harlins case. When that Korean convenience store owner shot and killed her and she was convicted of manslaughter, that white judge made sure that she did not get jail time. They align themselves with whiteness and white people take up for them. So I'm not surprised that a white president signed an anti-Asian hate crime bill before he signed an anti-African-American hate crime bill, even though we've been dealing with hate in this country ever since we motherfucking got here. Asians just started dealing with the shit. But because they're closer to whiteness and their proximity to whiteness, they get that anti-Asian hate crime bill a lot faster than we ever will. And it's examples like this as to why I am begging, I am imploring black citizens in this country to just stop voting Democrat just because. Hey, I didn't like Trump any more than the next guy, okay? But when he said, why aren't black people voting for me? What do y'all have to lose? I sat back and I thought, well, fuck, what do we have to lose? No, seriously. I didn't vote for Trump, but honestly, that made sense. What the fuck do we have to lose? When we have old white men telling us, you ain't black if you don't vote for me, but then he goes into office and does absolutely nothing for black Americans. We didn't see him going on Asian platforms and telling Asian Americans, you ain't Asian if you didn't vote for me. And don't even get me started on Kamala Harris, because where has she been? That woman gets her weekly silk press in the Oval Office and we don't see shit from her again. She come out, shake her little bob, clap her hands, ha-ha. She laughing all around America. And she did not a damn thing. And that's why her approval rating is so low. She might be the first woman vice president, first black woman, first Asian American. All that shit don't matter to me. That should be mattering to y'all, okay? I don't give a fuck about first black, first Asian, first. I don't give a fuck. If you're the first, what are you doing about it? Because you could be the first, the second, the third, the last. What are you doing about it? Yeah, you're in office now. You're our first black woman vice president, first Asian American woman black president. What the fuck ever you are. I don't give a fuck about what you are. What I care about is what you're actually doing once you get into office. And that hoe ain't this shit. Kamala Harris has not done one motherfucking thing for black people in office. Just like Barack didn't do nothing for black people in office. Just like Joe Biden not doing shit for black people in office. But we sit up here and we vote Democrat every single time because we've been told to. And me, as a black woman growing up in the inner city, growing up in the public school system, I also have heard vote Democrat, vote Democrat. That's why when Kanye West was wearing that MAGA hat, and he was saying that he was in the Oval Office with Trump, I understood him. Y'all was coming for Kanye West, but I understood exactly what he was saying. He was saying, just because I'm black, I don't have to vote Democrat. Y'all like to put black people in this box of what you should be doing, what you should be saying, what you should be looking like, what you should be sounding like. But at the end of the day, where has that gotten us? It's 2020 motherfucking three. Where has that shit gotten us? Where has voting Democrat for the past 50 motherfucking years gotten black people? I agree with Trump. What the fuck do we have to lose by voting Republican? At least with Trump, we got some fucking money for fucking COVID. At least with him, we got some fucking money. Joe Biden has been saying that he's gonna do stuff and has not done shit, even with the student loan repayment forgiveness. I know it's been, you know, blocked. Da, 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 da. Every other week, I'm getting an email saying, oh, we're still fighting for you. We're still fighting for you. You ain't fighting for shit. Like, this guy has come into office and not done not one motherfucking thing that he said he was gonna do, but yet 2024, how much you wanna bet black people are gonna vote Democrat just because. And that's the sad part. A lot of black people do things just because. A lot of black people don't sit back and think Like, how is this serving me? How is this serving Black America? How is this serving the public school system where I live? How is this serving the water quality where I live? How is this serving my community? How is this serving Black people? Black people don't stop and think about those things. Because if you really stopped and thought about it, you wouldn't be voting Democrat, hun, because it hasn't helped you. It hasn't helped you, it hasn't helped your mama, and it's not gonna help your kids. Who we as Black Americans vote to represent our country and to fight for us and to give us something. Give us something. I mean, what's y'all be like, I don't wanna vote Republican because of this and because of that. But you're not getting shit from Democrats, though. You're not getting shit. I would rather get one thing, just one thing, rather than getting nothing. We ain't even got no motherfucking money with Joe Biden. Like I said, at least Trump gave us a little bit of money. We ain't even get no motherfucking money from Joe Biden. We as Black Americans ain't got shit. He's sitting up here telling us we ain't Black if we ain't vote for him. And then we voted for him and we ain't get shit out of the deal. So Black people, let's wake up. Let's wake up. Let's get our thinking caps on. Let's start critically thinking. Let's start thinking about our community. Let's just be honest. A lot of us could benefit from a little bit of conservatism in our households, okay? Let's talk about that. Y'all want to be liberal so motherfucking bad. Some of you could benefit from some conservative views in your household. Okay. Less baby mothers, more wives. Okay. Yeah, some of us could benefit from some conservative views. And I'm going to just leave it right there. I'm going to just leave it right there. Thank you guys for watching this episode of One Thing About It. Season 2 is going to start off with a bang, as you guys can see it. And I will see you guys later. Bye.